It's 10:04. I'm Mary Angish with VPR News. Congressman Peter Welch says the continued surge of COVID-19 cases across the country highlights the need for Congress to pass a second massive economic development recovery package as soon as possible. Congress allocated roughly $2.2 trillion in its first coronavirus bill, and a second bill appropriating over $3 trillion to businesses and state and local governments has been passed by the House. Welch says the money is needed now.
We could try to use this money in a way that helps us get through until we get back to normal. We don't know when that'll be, but we do know that if we don't help these businesses hang on, when we go back to normal, they won't come with us, and we need them.
Senate Republican leaders have indicated a willingness to pass part of the legislation when they return to Washington at the end of this month. Business at Burlington International Airport has dropped dramatically this summer due to the coronavirus pandemic. Director of Aviation Gene Richards says typically during this time of year, 15,000 to 17,000 people go through the airport each week, but currently that number is down to about 4,000. Richards says he hopes the federal government will issue another stimulus package to help the aviation industry. Richards says the airport also recently added new technology to screen people for high temperatures, a symptom of COVID-19. The new scanners are located at the entrances and exits of the airport. And the Vermont Supreme Court has upheld a state law that requires some school districts to merge. The High Court found in its 3-2 ruling released on Friday that the State Board of Education's implementation of the Education Reform Law, also known as Act 46, did not violate Vermont's constitution, as some had said in their legal challenge to the law. The law was passed in 2015 to address declining enrollments and was designed to make schools' operations more efficient, reduce costs, and expand educational opportunities. About 30 school districts sued, saying the law was unnecessary and violated local voters' control. The eye on the sky today, variable clouds and sun, warm and humid, and highs upper 70s to mid 80s. Tonight, scattered to numerous showers, maybe a thunderstorm. Warm and muggy, foggy tonight, lows mid 60s. You're up to date with the latest news and weather from VPR.